Hello, everyone. It's time for Van Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, P. Costanis. This is episode 165, season 7. And today's date is September 24th, 2022. And thank you for joining me today. On today's program, I will talk about the radio station WDAI-FM 94.7 in Chicago. Also, the 60th anniversary of the animated television series, The Jetsons. And third, I will talk about forgotten soft drinks from the 1970s. These are soft drinks I remember growing up at that time. Okay. So right now, the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Digel Antacid. I remember this product very well. And here's a commercial from 1978. And so sit back and enjoy, everyone. And I'll be right back. Thank you.
I like pickles, but they don't like me.
Send your stomach some Digel.
I like pizza, but it doesn't like me.
Send your stomach some Digel.
Digel's special combination of antacid and anti-gas ingredients gives you fast, gentle relief from acid indigestion, heartburn, and gas in just minutes.
I like hot dogs, but they don't like me.
Send your stomach some Digel.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Digel Antacid. I used this product a long time ago because, I've had, like most people, gas and, heartburn like that. I don't see it anymore in the stores. I don't know. They discontinued. I checked online to see if it's available. I'm not sure. I couldn't tell. But This helped with acid reflux because my brother has that and very bad. And, he's trying to, get cured by that. Well, I don't think there is a cure, but there's like medicine. So, he used to eat fast or like most people, I did that too. When you're at a job and you're in a hurry and you eat fast, and if it's something spicy that affects your esophagus and it's awful. So once I stopped eating fast and eating at a normal pace, it went away. I don't have it anymore. I used to take Tums a lot when I was working at my job, but not anymore. So hopefully my brother will get better. It does. So I'm going to talk to him this week and see how he's doing. As for Digel, that commercial, it says, they don't like me. It's the food they don't like. So if you have a trouble, with heartburn, acid indigestion, you either take a Tums or a Rolaids, And they really help a lot. Okay. At the beginning of the program, I said I was going to talk about three things. One for the radio station, WDAI-FM 94.7, the radio station. Also, the 60th anniversary of the TV series The Jetsons, and also forgotten soft drinks of the 1970s. Before I get started, I want to say a couple things. During the week on my Van Chicagoland Facebook page, couple comments that people mentioned. One was, why don't you do something unique when you talk about your podcast? I do that, but sometimes, my memories of like watching television or buying a certain product, that's part of Chicago history, even though it's, that's done all over the country. So, so I do a little variety of that. I mentioned to someone, I hope he understands, but I've only heard one complaint, or just a couple, not much, over the years. So that's no big deal. Another one, I get that once in a while, but I find it a little irritating that it's Van Chicagoland, but why are you talking? Why don't you just talk about Chicago and the city? And I said, no, Chicagoland covers the suburbs and the city. That's what it's called. If I did Van Chicago, you know, I could do that, but, you know, there's other businesses and events and things that disappeared over the years, and it includes the suburbs. So, you know, so I just don't want to leave that out. That wouldn't be fair to people. So they don't get it sometimes. You know, I apologize for that, but that's the way it is, you know. So I just do what I want to do. Yeah, if you don't like it, sorry. Okay. All right, so here we go. I'm going to talk about The Jetsons, the animated TV series. And it's one of my favorite shows. And so here's a little history of that. It aired in prime time. And it on ABC, which would be at the time WBKB, not WLS. That came in 68 or something like that. And it premiered on September 23rd, 1962, and ended their first run on March 17, 1963. And then it aired in syndication. And it was like I Love Lucy. It just continued airing over and over and over again. And it was broadcast in color. I heard somewhere when the Flintstones premiered in 1960, the first two seasons were broadcast in black and white at first. And then when it's syndicated, then it became the color. I think that's what happened. But actually, I think the Jetsons were first. And like I said before, it ended syndication first on ABC, like at Saturday mornings, and then it went to CBS, and which is Channel 2 in Chicago, and then NBC, which was on Channel 5. That was on for a long time. And it was created by Hanna-Barbera, and it was like the Flintstones in the space age. That's what it is. So the Jetsons lived in a city called Orbit City. I don't hear that city mentioned. When you watch the Flintstones, they mention Bedrock a lot, but not Orbit City. Not really. And they, George Jetson and his family, which was Jane Jetson, Judy Jetson, Elroy Jetson, and Astro. Did like that. And they lived in called the Skypad Apartments. And they also the other in the supporting cast was Rosie the Robot. I remember she was, and also there was Henry the maintenance guy. He was like a janitor of the building. He was there. And also George Jetson's boss, Mr. Spacely. he was a crabby man. That's what he was. So it was very futuristic at the time. So they had, you know, like the spaceships, you know, like that. And then they fly and all that. Or they had like conveyor belts, like, you know, that you travel to one place or the other. And a lot of, if you want something to eat, you would push a button, pop. If you want some meatloaf, pop. If you want some dessert, pop, it come out. So you push a button. I remember one episode where Jane Jetson was tired of pushing buttons and she had some sort of ailment. And then she went to the doctor. No, you have some, you push too many buttons. You got to relax. She gets tired of pushing buttons. Also, when they communicate, they didn't have the telephone. They talk on a TV screen, which today is like FaceTime on your iPad or your desktop or your phone. So, you know, a lot. That's very interesting. But this came out in 62, so that's funny like that. I used to watch the show a lot. Let's see. I don't know if it aired on WGN. I think it did. Or Channel. But I know it aired on Channel 32 and WFLD TV in Chicago. And then it went on to Channel 50 or whatever. Channel 66. The show is on DVD. I bought it. And I still have it. I haven't bought the Blu-ray yet. DVD. I heard it's gorgeous. So I want to see that. Or buy it for myself. Yeah, we'll see about that. So it was a great show. I like it a lot. So happy 60th anniversary to the Jetsons. Oh, we got a lot of TV shows for 60 years. I know a couple are coming up next week. One is the Beverly Hillbillies. I might talk about that. And also The Lucy Show, starring Lucille Ball. So that's next week. Yeah. Okay. Next up, I'm going to talk about the forgotten soft drinks of the 1970s. And there are a couple in that I remembered that they don't make anymore. And there are a couple that stood out the most. One was Knee High. And I used to see that was that product was around for a long time. And I don't see it anymore. And I remember the commercials. They had orange, grape. Maybe they made root beer, probably. And I think it was made in Chicago, I believe. You know, and there are others that they're still here. They're still around, but you don't see them much. Like, for example, Heyer's root beer, Dad's root beer made here. I think it's, yeah. And also, there was a soft drink. I don't think it was made in Chicago, manufactured in Chicago. Excuse me. It was in Wisconsin. It was called Jolly Good. And my mother bought that. And I remember that it was pretty good soda. And there was also called Howdy Cola. I think it was made in Chicago. And I remember when we lived in the Ashburn neighborhood, my mom shopped at the store called Wise Way. And that was located on Columbus Avenue near the Zaire store and the Double Drive-In Theater. And she bought that soft drink. Yeah, it's pretty good. Like that. Let's see what else. One was Tab Cola. They stopped that. That was announced last year. They discontinued, but it was around from the 60s and 70s with the pink can. Some people loved it. Some people hated the taste. I tolerated it. I drank that. And one soft drink a lot of people forgot was Team. And that's spelled with two E's. It was T-E-M, not T-E-A-M. And it was like a lemon-lime soda by the Pepsi-Cola family. You know, I've had that, and that was very interesting. So it was a big hit in the 60s, and then it just went away. And I think they had Sprite. But Sprite is still around. But Team, they discontinued, I think, in the 80s, but it's still sold in other countries, you know, like I believe India, Bangladesh, around there. So, and last soft drink I remember was Pepsi Light. This came around about 75, 76. It's an alternative to Diet Pepsi, only they added a lemony flavor excuse me. And I remember my mother bought that one time, and she bought it in bottles, you know, the 8-pack or 6-pack bottles. And yeah, I think it was 8-pack. She bought it at Jewel, which at the time the Jewel was located at Fort City Mall next door to Turnstile in the 70s. And when Turnstile closed, then Venture moved in, and then that Jewel closed as well. That one closed as well. But we had a Jewel at 84th and Pulaski, and that's gone now. And so I remember the Pepsi Light, and I remember the commercials, and I tried it, and it was not bad. You know, it had that lemony flavor, but it was a strange drink like that. So here's a commercial for Pepsi Light from 1976, and I think it was the introduction of this product. So sit back and enjoy. Thank you, everyone.
Until now, you had to choose between good taste and low calories. Until now.
The time is right for Pepsi Light. Lemony, Pepsi Light. We put a little lemony taste in and took out half the calories.
Refreshing Pepsi Light. The cola with a lemony taste in and half the calories of regular colas out.
We put a little lemony taste in and took out half the calories.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you liked the commercial for Pepsi Light. The labeling was very distinctive. It had like a slice of lemon. It said sugar-free, and it was blue. So saw that at vending machines at the time, and I think when I went to Bogan High School, I think they had it there. They had, if you want, a can. A lot of people didn't drink it. I was afraid to buy it. And that product lasted about probably the early 80s, maybe 80, 81. I don't know. Just it was gone. I'm not sure, but I didn't see it after that. And let's see. So because that was a very unusual product, because today's soft drinks, there are more flavors than ever. I know Coke made vanilla Coke. They have cherry Coke. That's been around for a while, which I like. Vanilla Coke, orange Coke, I think. And then Pepsi got into the bandwagon with all these flavors, vanilla, So you have a variety to choose from, whatever tickles your fancy. And so I think Coca-Cola made lemon. I think they did one time. I think it was like in the 2000s, something like that. So another soft drink went into oblivion, just like my podcast on TV Oblivion, the podcast. But that was TV shows. Okay. All right. Last but not least, I will talk about the radio station WDAI FM 94.7 in Chicago. And this has a very interesting history of this radio station. So did some research on that. And, I'll touch on that some. And then, I'll remember my memories of that. So here we go. It was WLS before on FM. I was there for a long time, and they changed the format. Before that, it was called WLS Love Stereo, like that. But in early 1971, that changed, and they went into progressive rock, and I'm glad about that. But I didn't listen much to WLS FM. I listened to WLS AM 890. And I listened to Bob Surratt. He's still on the radio on WGN. Wonderful guy. And I used to, if I ever meet him, I'll tell him, I listen to your radio. I'll make him feel old, but I don't want to do that. So that happened in 1969 in September, but it was still WSFM. They changed the call letters from that to WDAI. And that happened in early 1971. And a couple of disc jockeys were there. Were also Mitch Michaels, you remember from The Loop? I'm friends with him on Facebook. He's a nice man. And John Platt. And then they hired other people. And there was a DJ. His name was Jim Kerr. I remember him. He's on Facebook. And also, he hosted it in the mornings. And Dave Van Dyke, not Dick Van Dyke, did the afternoon. And ABC, which owned the stations, they screwed up. They were going to call, WDI was supposed to be the call letters for... in Detroit, standing for Detroit Auto Industry, but no. So Detroit got something else, and so the rest is history for that. So it's stuck. So that's okay. And others in the staff, that's about it for at that time, and those guys lasted, like Mitch Michaels and Jim Kerr and Dave Van Dyke, these lasted until like in the mid-70s. And then all of a sudden, they hired Steve Dahl in 1978. He came from Detroit. And, I first heard him, I first heard him on The Loop before that. And then, but he's got a good voice. He's wonderful. And, Then all of a sudden, in 1978, everything changed. And the format, that is, of the radio station, and it became from progressive rock to disco. And I remember this very well. Oh, boy. And when the format changed, Steve Dahl was fired. And then he moved over to WLUP FM 98, and I'm glad he did. You know, that's when I started listening to him and with Gary Meyer during my high school years at Bogan High School. And I loved the radio station back then. And according to some sources, Steve Dahl was very, very upset. It's very, well, angry to be the, if you want to say, if I say so. So, you know, he didn't like the format of disco. I don't know if he still does to this day. I don't know. You know, but we know what happened after that. So he started a campaign and did the Disco Sucks campaign. And he wanted to, like, wanted to demolish the W and that radio station. I don't know why. It's kind of silly. So they organized something, and it was Disco Demolition Derby in August of 1979. And you know the story about that. So I won't talk about that. I don't know if I did speak about that. I don't think so on a podcast. Maybe someday. And believe it or not, when that happened, I was not in Chicago. I was in Greece with my family on vacation. And I had no clue until I returned. You know, that at the end of August, and kids from my neighborhood explained, and there were a lot of kids from my class at Bogan went there. And you know something? They didn't really work because WDI had good ratings and it did very well. And the disco craze was nuts. They really were going nuts with that. And let's see. So some of the DJs were hired. They did mixes like that. And one famous one, his name was Lou DeVito. And he did that. And the others were Peter Lewicki, Scott Adams, Charlie DiGiovanni, and Kenny Jason. And Louis DeVito was the first Chicago disc jockey to mix, to have his mixes play on the radio. He did that. And he also entertained at discotheques. And I think there was one discotheque called the Galaxy in Addison, Illinois. I remember that. And also, the Prime and Tender, there was that club that was at 63rd Street on South Harlem Avenue in Summit. I went there once, but I went in the 80s, not in the 70s. That was different. Different music back then, but they had disco at the time, and some people liked it, some people don't. You know, the radio station WDA, when with disco, they featured a lot of popular artists at the time, the Bee Gees, Donna Summer, the Tramps, a lot of music from Saturday Night Fever, and like Peter Brown, you know, Dance With Me, you know. I have a guilty pleasure. I love the songs. I really do. But, you know, I don't want to admit to people. I like all music practically. Okay. So right now I'm going to play a clip. It's a radio clip from WDAI. And it's the Disco Countdown from August 1979. And it featured DJ Danae Alexander. And, you know, she has a lovely voice. And so here's a clip of that. And then when I come back, I'll talk about her and a little more memories about the radio station, of the radio station, and what happened to that afterwards. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks, everyone.
Good times. It's number 5 this week on WDAI Chicago Disco Countdown. If you remember, it's been number 1 for about, 3 or 4 weeks. Wait till you see what where the number 1, the number 4 song, pardon me, jumped up from. That's not surprising, though. We'll get to it in just moments.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed that segment. That's how it was back then at the radio station WDAI when they had the disco format, and that was Danae Alexander, the DJ. Like I said before, she has a beautiful voice and a beautiful speaking voice. And then later on, she was a DJ at WNUA 95 FM, Smooth Jazz. You know, I listened to her. You know, I don't know what she's doing now. I don't know. I think she retired or she's doing well like that. And then everything changed after that. Disco died, and because fads come and go, dances come and go, music comes and go. That's how it is. And then by the spring of 1980, the station changed their format again, and it became in a top 40 oldies mix, and they changed the call letters from WDAI to WRCK. And I remember this very well. I was about a junior in high school. I remember the commercials on the radio. I remember on TV when they play that. You can catch it on YouTube if you like. And they hired Bob Surratt to do that. And he didn't start right away because he had to wait, because of his contract. But he only worked at the radio station for a very short time. And then he went into television and, he became an anchor man. You know, I remember on Channel 2, WBBM, also on WMAQ on Channel 5, also on Fox 32, WFLD. And then WRCK became WLS-FM, back to the old format. It was a roller coaster like that. And it's funny, like the, and some of them still, the music is very interesting, like that, because I listened to the disco format for a while, and sometimes WLSAM did play disco. They played like top 40 hits like that, but WDAI, when they had the disco format from 78 to 1980, it was all disco. That's it. Even they played like artists very, very obscure, that you never heard of. You have to dig in, go find YouTube and find artists, and play their videos, which is kind of interesting like that. Okay. And so, sometimes I post the music surveys from Advantage Chicago and Facebook page, and I found a couple, and I posted on certain groups. WDAI has a Facebook group. I haven't joined yet. It's a private group, and they probably have a lot of memorabilia, and probably the staff that used to work there, maybe they're members. So we'll see. We'll see about that. Okay. So that'll be all for today. I'll do a quick recap of the show. I talked about the 60th anniversary of the anime TV series The Jetsons, also forgotten soft drinks from the 1970s. And last, I talked about WDAI FM 94.7 radio stations in Chicago, very strange history. So this is Pete Costanis, your host of Van Chicago and Stories. This episode will be published shortly, and you can listen wherever podcast is available. Also subscribe Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Breaker, Overcast, also Amazon Music. Also, and I also have my YouTube channel, Dan Chicago Night Stories. You can do a search. You can find it. You can subscribe if you like and listen to the rest of the episodes. And then I will do another podcast sometime next week. We will see. And I will do my other podcast tomorrow, TV Oblivion. That would be episode 18, I believe. Yeah. So I hope you enjoyed the show. And so now it's thank you for joining me again. I keep saying that. And so here's a little, so bye-bye from me, and here's a little traveling music from Ray Rayner saying bye-bye-bye as always. So take it away, Ray. So long, everyone. Take care.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.